While it seems that this mysterious new mushroom species has not caused any new negative effects on my body, but still, has this forest always been this hot? It feels like I'm in the middle of a desert. No, there's no way this can be right. But I suppose to err on the side of caution, I should make a note of this. My sight is unimpaired, and my sense of hearing is also unaffected as well. Vitals are within an acceptable range as well, albeit my heart rate and body temperature feel like they've been steadily rising. How strange. I did not expect the effects of this species of mushroom to have changed so much. Could it be that... Those footsteps. That must be the traveler. Oh? You're back already. Did I startle you? My apologies. I can usually hear people coming from quite a distance away with my particular hearing. How am I holding up? I'm feeling about the same, I should say. Oh, but don't feel obligated to just stand there. Come on, sit with me. I think I need a longer break. Well, longer than I expected. Besides, it's getting uncomfortably warm. This is definitely not what the forest should feel like. But I should be able to manage once I get some fluids in me. Speaking of which, did you manage to find some fresh water, traveler? Oh, perfect. Yes, this is more than enough. Thank you. Were it not for you here, I might have actually run into some real trouble. Thank you again for your help and for accompanying me on this expedition. I know I said this should be a fairly uneventful investigation, but I may have spoken too soon, it seems. The forests can be unpredictable sometimes. And it looks like the reports were correct. And we likely do have a new, perhaps mutated strain of mushrooms on our hands. And while we don't seem to be in need of worrying too much, because the symptoms that I'm experiencing so far doesn't seem to be very serious, but at the same time, we can't rule out that they're completely benign either. That's much better. Now, let me check my notes once more. It's always good to double check. No. Right now, I want to check on the effects of this particular species of mushroom. Well, prior to the recent change at least. And then perhaps make some comparisons. Let's see. Ah, here we are. The most commonly documented symptoms were lightheadedness and dizziness. And that was only seen in about 10% of people who have ingested this particular mushroom. And even then, that was perhaps due to an individual allergy or just intolerance. Overall, it's been known to be safe to consume as food, as far as the records show. So, why? Even I, to be honest, have prepared dishes with this particular type quite frequently, due to its pleasant aroma and texture. Though, you probably already know I have a slight bias when it comes to mushroom-related cuisines. It's just that I was hoping, at least, that these new symptoms could be traced back, and perhaps this was just a mutation with a more concentrated form of a particular chemical compound within the mushroom. But alas, it seems that I'll have to do a more thorough review once we return to Gandharvaville. I just need some more water. I'm not sure if I can say that everything is all right. While I would like to avoid worrying you, at the same time, there's this strange sensation throughout my body. I'm not too sure how to describe it exactly. How peculiar. It feels weird and hot, traveler. Then I wonder, is this perhaps also due to the withering's effects? No. While I want to avoid making wild guesses like this, since there haven't been any reports of withering around these parts, nor have you or I seen any signs on our way here, but yet, it is certainly far too drastic of a change over such a short period of time. Perhaps it's simply a rare type that we haven't encountered yet, as unlikely that may be. Wait, no. I'm getting ahead of myself here. That's not the main issue. Let's focus on collecting a few more samples first, so that I can conduct a more thorough investigation on the effects of these mutated mushrooms. Nothing. My body still feels slightly hot. Or rather, I think it may be getting hotter, despite the water. Traveler, I feel so warm. Other than that, I think I feel okay. Why? Have you noticed any other changes on me? My ears. They look like they're starting to droop a little, you say. They also do feel a tad warm and slightly sensitive. But I figured that was just the same as... Huh. Hey, what do you think you're... Traveler. Don't touch my ears out of nowhere like that, please. You were trying to fix them. I don't think simply trying to prop them back up will fix the underlying issue that's causing it. Well, I mean, yes. I do usually give you the okay to rub them or touch my ears whenever you like, but now really isn't the time for that, clearly. I already explained to you that my ears are feeling more sensitive now, likely due to the effects of the mushroom sample I ingested just a while ago. No, it's all right. You didn't know better, or exactly how serious I was being about it. So I suppose the responsibility partially lies with me as well, in this particular situation. Still, I... Where did I place that canteen? My thanks. This feeling in my body seems to have intensified since you touched my ears just now. It's like the feeling of your touch radiated through my entire body, even so far as my... never mind. It's not important for you to know. I wonder if it would go away if... What is striking, however, is that the water seems to be having less of an effect than I had expected. I was hoping to be able to dilute whatever was in my system, but alas... I apologize for this, however. I am embarrassed to have you see me in such a state. It feels... my body is feeling so strange. For some reason, there's been this desire that's been getting louder inside. I feel like I have gone from simply feeling warm to outright feeling like my body is... And it's also getting so hard to hold myself back. Traveler, please forgive me for this. But there's a theory that I wish to test with you. Yes, I need you for this. Hold still for me, okay? You can do that, right? Good. Thank you. This is so embarrassing for me to be acting in such a manner toward you. I'm sorry for the kiss all of a sudden. I should have stopped myself earlier than that. But I couldn't help myself. I'm a little bit greedy with the kiss just now. However, I think I've learned some things about our specimen. Indeed, it is very likely that there is some aphrodisiac components to this mushroom's composition. Obviously, I didn't want to admit this to you, given what that would mean if you knew. However, given some additional bodily markers that I've kept myself and my test just now, I suppose it is safe to assume as much. So can I fix it then? Yes, I hope so. Though I am not for certain that this is true, but at the same time, this is the best hypothesis that I have been able to come up with, given my current state of mind and the time allotted to me. Unfortunately, even if this is true, simply knowing what is causing it doesn't really make me immune to its effects either. Unfortunately. Yes. I hate to ask this of you, Traveler, but at the same time, I don't want to burden you by asking more of you than this. Could you perhaps give me some privacy to get this matter sorted out on my own? I promise this will not take too long. Excuse me? You can help me out with this? Now, I don't think I could ask that of you. As much as I would love nothing more than to... never mind. Anyway, you are my guest still, so please, let me just take care of this on my own. Alright? Yeah, it's so hot. I need to take this off at least. Feel free to explore or relax in the meantime. Gather or anything, really. Oh? Are you really volunteering yourself for this? Well, I don't see why we can't enjoy each other's company. We are all alone here. But I didn't expect you to jump on a situation like this, Traveler. Dirty. Nothing. I was just thinking, perhaps you had ingested some of those mushrooms as well. It's just a joke. Well, come closer then. My head. already starting to feel a little dizzy. No, don't stop though. Don't you dare. After tempting me like this. It's not enough like this. Please, more. I want more of you. I want to taste you. What are you doing? Where is your hand going? Yes, while that is the end goal, I still didn't expect you to take charge, slipping your hand in my pants like that, and wrapping your hand around my, cock all of a sudden. Please. No. No, it feels good. It's just that I've never felt this sensitive before. When you stroke my cock, it just sends a wave through my entire body. I feel like, fuck. Traveler. What's that? You can feel my body trembling against you. Don't be so full of yourself. Obviously, this is likely just a side effect of the mysterious compound, and not your hand. Don't think this is just because you're in this position, and that you're able to suddenly act like you're the one completely in charge, because Traveler, stop that. You can't stop. I can't just go faster like that. Please. Fuck. Of course my body is tensing up. You already know exactly what you're doing. You're not being fair. It doesn't take much as I am right now. If you keep going like that, please, you're gonna make me end up coming all over you. Hang on. Fuck. I'm coming. You. I already informed you to slow down, but you wouldn't listen to me. Still, definitely wasn't enough. Fuck. I still feel so hot. And so fucking hard. Even after coming. This. Yeah. Not nearly enough. Not yet. Traveler. I'm not done with you yet. I don't wanna. No. I can't stop myself now. Strip for me. Now. Take it all off for me. I'm gonna fuck you. There you go. Hush. It's taking me a lot of restraint to not tear your clothes off for you. Get on the ground for me. Now. Fuck. You're so hot. What was that? I sound like a wild animal in heat? Fuck you. You have no idea how this feels right now. Fuck. Of your body is driving me absolutely insane too. It's making me wanna breed you and make you all mine. You feel so good, Traveler. I want to be gentle and take my time with you, but this feeling of being inside of you, the desires that I have, feels like they're overriding my body. Uh-huh. you say? You actually want me to go harder? You continue to surprise me, traveler. But if I let myself go now, I don't think I'd be able to stop, even if I wanted to. Is that what you really want? Asking for it outright like that. You dirty slut. How long have you been wanting this, fuck. Go on. Keep playing with yourself while I fuck you. Show me how you make yourself feel good. Oh, shit. It's so fucking hot. Keep going. Keep fucking going. My mind is going blank. Take all of it. Take every single last drop of it. Squirming against my cock like a needy slut. Ugh. Fuck. Oh, fuck. It's safe to say that definitely did the trick. I'm exhausted. I still feel hot. Really, really hot, but oh, this is amazing. Perhaps I should take a few extra samples back. For when I do my own research on them, of course. What? Aren't you at least a little bit curious about it, Traveler? The effects of this mysterious mushroom. Let's take a break again, before we start heading back. I could use a breather. Ugh.